This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Gunfire caused panic in the streets of downtown Port-au-Prince, Haiti's capital, Sunday. At least one person was reportedly killed as thousands protested against government corruption. The PetroChallenge activists and their supporters are demanding that President Jovenel Moïse's resignation over allegations of fraud and mismanagement of government funds. They vow to remain in the streets until their demands are met. Protesters were able to get within 50 meters of his private residence, located in a suburb of the capital for the first time since a series of anti-corruption protests began. There have been similar uprisings in China over an entirely different issue. Reuters' Zachary Goldman explains.
Protesters clashed with police in Hong Kong in the early hours of Monday as several hundred demonstrators tried to force their way into the city's parliament. Images show police waving batons and deploying a water cannon. The scuffles came hours after hundreds of thousands of protesters had marched peacefully through the city to protest against a new potential law which would allow Beijing to extradite Hong Kong suspects to mainland China for trial.
No China extradition!
No China extradition!
The demonstrations were the biggest against the Chinese government in at least 15 years.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Sudanese police fired tear gas to disperse protesters in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, during a civil disobedience campaign to demand civilian rule. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led the demonstrations that spurred the army to topple President Omar al-Bashir, said the civil disobedience campaign will continue until the military council ceded power to civilians. At least four protesters were reportedly killed on Sunday. Protesters built roadblocks made of tree trunks, tires, and rocks in the capital's northern district. This is VOA News. The back-and-forth trade war between the world's two biggest economies, U.S. and China, continues with U.S. President Trump threatening to impose even more tariffs on Chinese exports, as much as $325 billion on top of the $200 billion already impacted. U.S. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin said Sunday that President Donald Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if he cannot reach a trade deal with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Both presidents are scheduled to meet later this month at the Group of 20 meeting in Japan. Mnuchin said that we've stopped negotiating with the next steps depending on Trump's meeting with Xi in Osaka, the G20 summit of leaders of major economies, June 28th and 29th. President Trump on Sunday said that the many years Mexico has not been cooperative to curb the surge of migrants traveling through it to reach the United States. He said he believes a new agreement will alleviate that problem. AP's Ben Thomas.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump hails Mexico's commitment, but says if for some unknown reason such cooperation fails, we can always go back to our previous very profitable position on tariffs. On Fox News Sunday, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan underscored the point.
There's a mechanism to make sure that they do what they promised to do, that there's an actual result, that we see a vast reduction in those numbers.
Mexico's U.S. Ambassador Martha Barcena Coqui tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S., Mexico, and Central American nations are all working together on the migrant crisis.
We will continue to have technical talks almost weekly and then to evaluate constantly what is going on in these 90 days.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The governing body for World Track and Field has said a ban on Russian athletes is being extended amid concerns that the country was backsliding on reforms to its anti-doping programs. The International Association of Athletics Federation said on Sunday that Russia had another 3 months to demonstrate it was making progress in cleaning up drug monitoring systems. If it doesn't clean, Russian athletes would be required to compete under a neutral non-Russian flag and the world championships that begin in September in Qatar. Rune Anderson, who heads the IAAF's task force overseeing Russian compliance, said that Russia has made older samples of athletes' tests available so that regulators could screen them for past offenses. And police in Kazakhstan have arrested about 500 protesters marching against Sunday's early presidential election that they call illegal. Some protesters chanted shame, shame, shame as they were hauled away, urging police to ignore orders to arrest them and come to the side of the people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.